Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And welcome back to Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRio.com. Appreciate all of you joining us. So joining me right now represents the nationally recognized aeroponic cannabis cultivator known for its sustainable aeroponic growth process. And they have been winning awards left and right. In 2023, they won 7 of the Earl Cup. And in 2024, they also won once again 21 awards in 2024. For their for various number of flowers that they have. Again, we're talking about in 1 month, over 20 awards at the Spring Earl Cup, at the Arizona Growers Cup as well. And joining me right now to go talk about it is the marketing director at Arise. And that is spelled A-E-R-I-Z. I'm here with Ryan Thomas. Ryan, thanks for being on.
Hi, Jorge. Thanks for having me.
Doing good. Thanks for making time. So, it's one thing to be said about high quality cannabis that, you know, we look at the way it's cultivated, compliance, all the issues, and what you do in terms of sustainability, which was done a lot for Arise because of the fact that your team's doing quality cannabis, well-known commitment for sustainability, soil-free aeroponic cultivation and recyclable packaging. So for those that might be, oh, this was not from the ground, this was not done, you know, greenhouse, or just the way it would have been cultivated. It's winning awards. Why do you think that is? What is it that is standing out from the others that, you know, I mean, I don't know if you hear about a lot of aeroponic cultivations that really crank out award-winning product.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we, you know, harbor no ill will against soil-grown cannabis. I mean, most of the world's cannabis is grown in soil. Most of the, you know, great cannabis out there is grown in soil. So it's not so much we have an issue with soil, but just we kind of got started on aeroponics early, and just over time have really like grown to love it, and it works well for us, right? One of the things our grow team loves most about aeroponics is we can always see the roots of our plants, right? And if there's any sort of problem, you know, generally it's going to manifest itself in the roots before it manifests anywhere else. So we can pull up a table at any given moment, see if our roots are white, see if they're looking healthy and happy, you know, and if there's any issues, we can, you know, troubleshoot accordingly. But that's one of the reasons we really like it.
Go ahead.
Being misted, how much they're getting misted. So yeah, we've really come to like it.
I'm taking a look at a video that was done with Cannabis Business Times back last summer, and looking into the grow itself and just seeing how you have it set up in the cultivation and the products you put out there. Again, very organized and a lot of work in terms of putting together this process. Now, one of the other things there's also is based, you have areas that you are growing, which is Arizona, also Illinois. And what I want to find out as well is the fact that you have aeroponics, which I notice here in Florida, we also have those as well, but it's just, there's something about where aeroponics does really well in warmer climates or even climates that might be even arid. I'm not sure what there would be that makes a difference. It's still indoors, nevertheless, but I've seen it, aeroponics done inside and outside. But what do you think it is about that you're able to go and do, also do it consistently? Well, Arizona is the one where you're getting the awards given. But what do you think about that? This Arizona consumer or the people that are judging the awards, what are they kind of noticing are the attributes that are making them say this is the best there is, first, second place, no matter what?
Yeah, that's interesting. I can't speak to, you know, the kind of different climate aspect of it. Like you mentioned, you know, we do grow indoor. So I think, you know, if we've done our job right, the conditions should be pretty similar inside our Arizona grow and our Illinois grow, right? But I think the Arizona consumer, I mean, ultimately, like, they're very knowledgeable, discerning consumers, right? It's a more mature market. You know, a lot of brands have been around for quite some time out there. It's competitive, and they know quality. And we've been around for a minute out there. We've really dialed in what we do. And I think you're just, you know, you're really seeing that experience in the flower. So I think that's hopefully what's connecting with consumers out there is just the experience of our grow team. And I like to think that, you know, given some of kind of the environmental concerns in Arizona, with, you know, the heat waves they've seen with kind of the water shortages, I like to think that maybe our kind of environmental, you know, tendencies and just, you know, the fact that that's like a focus area for us, I like to think that is hopefully connecting with Arizona consumers as well.
So Arise has also been doing a lot of expansion right now because you're definitely getting your product into the many of the MSOs now in Arizona, specifically Harvest and Trulieve locations are starting to get the product. What can you tell me about so far having those MSOs now featuring Arise and your products? There's a lot of things you're also putting out, potent pre-rolls, pot rockets, your additional brand Days Off is available in three categories of unique strain blends and rolled in Keith, the half gram hash oil infused pre-rolls. And it's the first infused product you have released in Arizona for the brand. Those are some of the products you have in Arizona at these particular dispensaries. What can you tell me about the response so far?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we've been more or less blown away by the support at Harvest. They've been, you know, a huge part of the past few months for us. And we've, I feel like, really just formed a nice connection with their staff and their awesome team. And yeah, they've been, you know, one of our biggest accounts, you know, we kind of just got in there, right? So they've been great. You know, they know what they're doing, right? They've had a lot of experience with running shops and they're great to work with. So yeah, Trulieve, Harvest, they've been great. Cureleaf is another great partner of ours out there. So, I mean, we really, you know, we don't discriminate when it comes to accounts, right? If people treat our team with respect and they support us, we're going to do the same for them. So we have, you know, some of our best accounts are independent shops, right? Like Sticky Saguaro or AZO out in Arizona. And, you know, we've got a great relationship with Trulieve and Cureleaf as well. So.
Well, and I try to distinguish that because it's not just, I mean, the MSOs also paid attention, but it's like you are making it available for dispensaries regardless of size. But it's also a difference as well that there is a process behind, this is very specific when it comes to aeroponic cannabis cultivation. Just reading from MG Bizdilli when they talked about this late last year, they mentioned about how, you know, aeroponic cultivation eliminates that growing medium entirely of the, you know, standard soil, the medium of doing living soil, you know, exposed hanging plant roots misted directly with a solution of water and nutrients, come out with careful environmental controls. The method can accelerate crop growth. And some of the comments were really, you know, legendary, you're saying. So the speed is basically unbeatable. Being done by side by side, they talk about how, you know, trying every different system, aeroponics is incredibly vigorous when done right and when the system is healthy. And aside from faster growth and increased output, aeroponic cannabis producers cite several other points in the growing method's favor, which is potentially lower labor costs, lower material costs, and high-quality cannabis bud. I mean, you can attest to that, and it's really just a matter of, I think it's also the appeal is where it is, the cost quotient is surprisingly lower than, you know, your standard cultivation.
Yeah, so what you see is the is the upfront investment is generally going to be a little bit larger, right? Setting up computerized, automated misting systems, reservoirs, things of this nature. You know, the, even the kind of the software components alone can get pretty pricey. But you're going to see a higher upfront cost, and then kind of a lower ongoing cost once your systems are up and running. So if I was starting up a small home grow or something like that, you know, maybe soil is going to be the right choice, right? But if you're setting up a large scale commercial facility like we do, aeroponics, you know, does make sense when done right.
But one of the things they also talk about that some people always are cognizant when it comes to companies that want to grow.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Throw a lot of product, and you know they also want to be low cost. It's really hard to kind of put that both together. But you're showing the fact is that you're able to can put this model up in front. You're serving multiple markets, and you're serving the highest end, you know, the highest volume dispensaries to the lowest craft cannabis dispensaries as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now what is it? Are you going to test the fact that you can kind of dismiss what might be not possible to some people, but you're kind of beating the system as to what people would think that aeroponics can only grow so much.
Yeah, I hear you. I think part of, you know, why we've been able to get as big as we are is we've like tried to maintain self-awareness and humility along the way, right? So it's like, in our earlier days, you know, 2016, 2017, we had some kind of like growing pains, right? There were things that we did not have dialed in perfectly. And there were things, you know, that at our current scale could have been like a very big deal, right? But we were fortunate enough to like work through most of those growing pains earlier on. So now, you know, yes, we're much bigger, but we've really dialed things into a level where, you know, that we're able to keep the quality consistent and, you know, we're able to, for the most part, hit the production targets that we aspire to, and things seem to be working pretty well. But it definitely wasn't always that way. Like, had you been talking to me in 2016, 2017, you know, we would have had some things that we were working through, right?
Right. Now, I got to ask you this. On your LinkedIn, it shows that you joined the company's marketing director. First of all, lasting 4 years in marketing for any company, that's a testament. That's not easy to go and do, because I have seen so much turnover in people that do marketing in general. So you obviously got something going right. The other part is you joined them in March 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic, when we don't know what was going on. And you joined on board. So the process and where everything was going on, obviously, we could say, oh, we were, you know, cannabis was deemed essential. We always hear that. But it's like, still, that's a big disruption in the system to try to keep things going and to overcome that. I mean, obviously, the cultivation is not going to be affected, but trying to go and get, you know, that supply to the demand in such, you know, existential circumstances, unlike we'd ever seen. What was it you can say about how your team was able to go and overcome that part and the progress has been made in the last 4 years?
Sure. Yeah, so the funny thing is you're exactly right about the LinkedIn, and what I don't have listed on there is that I was working part-time for our company for 3 years prior. So I started part-time in 2017, and I could just see, you know, as the years went by, that this wasn't getting any smaller for us, right?
Right.
We had big ambitions, but I think relative to some of our peers, maybe we were maybe a little bit more modest in a way that worked for us, right? Like, we never wanted to be in 15 states, you know, at the same time, right from the get-go or whatever. We wanted to have a meaningful presence in states where we felt like we had something to offer, right? So as opposed to spreading ourselves out all over the place, we focused on really just like building depth, meaningful relationships, you know, a solid workforce, good facilities in the states that we were in, Illinois, Arizona, and now California. So I think that's something that served us well, is like we didn't maybe bite off more than we could chew. Like, we, our growth, you know, when I look back, it's crazy to see how much we've grown, but step by step, it's actually felt kind of like an appropriate pace, maybe, you know? I hope I answered your question.
No, but I will tell you this. I got to ask you, just put your marketing hat on as well. Because of the issues that are out there, and be able to go ahead and be a successful marketing director in the cannabis space, because people have so much trouble, again, with all the overlying factors we have with social media, the lack of social media, the lack of advertising potential, all these different things that we have. You know, you can go and work along with any particular PR company that you want. That's obviously where most marketing people work with that. And just trying to go and find what you can do to get, again, moving into new markets, getting your product out there, getting it noticed. It's got to be very difficult, but I think a lot of companies could really learn from someone that has taken a lot of time and has been able to go ahead and, you know, put some real experience behind you. Again, 7 years, for the most part, you know, more part full-time than part-time. What can you tell me about that's been effective marketing for Arise? Again, even with a name, some people might have trouble just going with the pronunciation and making sure that messaging, that branding stays consistent and is very noticeable, and people will go ahead and go flocking to the product wherever store it's at. What do you think are some of the things that you've done that have helped to make the products really easy for you to go ahead and get out there in front of people?
Yeah. So I think maybe one of the biggest things, and it's something we've always taken seriously, is like hiring people who care about cannabis, right? I wouldn't have the hubris or whatever to assume that, like, if I'm not passionate about cannabis and my team's not passionate about cannabis, that we're going to be able to make something that's going to reflect or that's going to resonate with people who are passionate about cannabis. So everybody on our team, you know, for the most part, is like pretty into cannabis and cannabis culture, right? So we care about the things that we're making. We also care about good advertising and art and things that feel like emotionally resonant and meaningful and purposeful. So I think we've been able to find a nice balance of, like, we have a lot of folks who, you know, spent years at advertising firms, right? And kind of know the nuts and bolts of creating an advertising campaign or designing a suite of packaging. Like, you need to have some of that. So we've got that, but we've also got just this, like, deep-rooted passion for cannabis. So when we're
making stuff, I want to talk about the packaging, because that is remarkable. It is so stand out and very slick, glossy, the look of it. I mean, I could definitely see where just that, you know, and the work that you had into that. How much can you say that you were able to go ahead and take part in the development of the product packaging that definitely stands out for a very quality product?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Like, we, one of our goals pretty early on was to create kind of our own, you know, packaging and advertising firm, like, within our company, right? So we have a team of art directors, copywriters, content creators, you know, creative directors, the whole, you know, all of the roles that you might see at, like, a firm you would hire to design packaging for you. But we have all of those pieces in-house. And we've got a very talented team of awesome people. So we're able to, you know, go from kind of conception to, you know, reality, right? One month we're dreaming something up in our heads and having a chat conference room and throwing around all sorts of lofty, you know, big brain ideas and stuff. And then 8 weeks later, we might have that idea in our head. And it's all like, we don't bring in like an outside, you know, design firm. We do it all in house. You know, sometimes it, takes us a little while to turn things around, kind of what our workload looks like. But I think it's really a strength of ours that we have, you know, kind of the whole package in-house, right?
Even also the fact that on social media, you have almost 40,000 followers there for a product and for a company name, pretty commendable to be able to get that kind of following. But like I said, I mean, when you look at, there's a lot of product you have in place. Let's go into the products themselves. AERIZ.com, Arize.com, but remember it's AERIZ. That's the spelling, you know, just the way it's defined, pronounced. So flour, live rosin batter, and live resin. Vapes, you have, you know, pre-rolls as well, fells, full spectrum hash oil, hash drops. Wow, I didn't hear about those. Now, in the hash drops, you have them with your signature FSHO, no distillate, and they are equal parts THC and CBD in some of those. And they're even keeled highs. Edible beginners can take note on this. You have the Mango Delight, Tangerine Clarity, Black Cherry, very strong, you know, very flavorful. Talking about this here, I haven't seen hash drops before. Talk to me about those.
Yeah, so this, we take our full spectrum hash oil, has been around for a long time, and it's one of our kind of staple products in our Arize brand. You know, definitely started as kind of like more of a medical oriented product, right? High THC content, very versatile. You can dab it, smoke it, eat it, vape it. So we really saw that product connecting with like kind of a large audience, especially people who, you know, are kind of more high dosage types of consumers. And so many folks were taking our hash oil and making like awesome cakes and candies and you name it. So we'd see all this stuff on Instagram and Reddit or wherever. And we're like, wait, what if we started making some stuff with our hash oil? And so we bought a gummy line at our grow in Illinois. That's a pretty, like, you know, kind of industrial sample gummy line that can churn out quite a bit of gummies. And yeah, we launched the three flavors of hash drops here in Illinois, and they've been a big hit for us. And I'm glad you brought it up. It's kind of funny timing. So we actually have three new hash drop flavors that are rolling out this month. We've got a yuzu, a guava, and a lychee, which we're really excited about. So yeah, it's a growing area for us, and yeah, excited to launch the three new flavors.
And please tell me, FSHO, what is that?
Yeah,
so it's hash oil.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I was going, oh my god, I'm like, here we go. I'm not gonna just figure it out. I can see FSHO, and I'm like, hold on, and I see full spectrum hash oil. All right, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's all, you kind of catch me off guard with the extra lingo, but it's great. Full spectrum vape. You got Element vapes, live flower vapes, a lot here. And before we're going to wrap things up, obviously you can go ahead and go to the website and go look at it for yourselves, AERIZ.com. And also just real quickly, tell people where they can go ahead and find your products, where, what stores or what states can they go and find it right now?
Sure. Yeah. So as of right now, you can find Arize products in Illinois and Arizona. We're working on a large-scale cultivation production facility in California, and should have some Arize products in market there, hopefully Q3, Q4 of this year. So yeah, in Illinois, we have a relationship with every dispensary in the state. We've got, you know, quite a footprint here. And in Arizona, our footprint is really growing recently, especially with, you know, the addition of Harvest, Trueleaf, and Nirvana. So yeah, check out our website, Arize.com, AERIZ.com, like you said, and you can find all of our partners on there.
Fantastic. Again, here with Ryan Thomas, marketing director at Arize. Thank you so much for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Yeah, Jorge, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.